In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate the great feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ on Mount Tabor. This is one of the great feasts of the Master and commemorates the supernatural revelation of God on Mount Tabor in the presence of Peter, James, and John. Our Lord was transfigured by the glory of God in Moses and Elijah, representing the Mosaic Law, and the prophets, respectively, appeared on either side of the God-man, Jesus Christ. Our patron saint, the chief apostle, Saint Peter, writes of this in today's epistle. If we back up a few verses in 2 Peter 1 to verse 4, we read that through the divine power and knowledge of God, we have been given the unimaginable opportunity and blessing of partaking of the divine nature. That very same glory, that very same charism which Peter, James, and John witnessed on Mount Tabor. This reality has come in some small yet efficacious way to each one of us who has repented of our sins, confessed Christ as God and Savior, and have been united to Christ through holy baptism. His Eminence Metropolitan Hilarion Alfavid writes of this feast: "The Transfiguration is a feast of the appearance of the divine light, and the significance of the feast for the Orthodox Church is in many ways defined by the central role that theology plays in the Eastern Christian tradition. According to St. Gregory Palamas, Christ transfigured on Mount Tabor did not manifest a radiance other than that which he already had invisibly. He possessed the splendor of the divine nature hidden under his flesh. This light, then, is the light of the Godhead, and it is uncreated. The light of Mount Tabor is invisible, and those who behold it do not do so simply with their bodily eyes, but with eyes transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. The apostles were transformed, therefore, and saw that transformation which our human clay had undergone, not at that time, but from the moment in which it had been assumed, when it was deified through union with the Word of God. The saints in the heavenly kingdom will be illumined with the very same light and will be changed and transfigured like Christ." This revelation from God to the human heart, dearly beloved, is also supernatural, and if authentic, will lead each person to a life of transformation. St. Peter expresses this reality in a beautiful way when he writes in 2 Peter 1, 5, verses 8, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." So with all of this as a backdrop, he admonishes us to make certain and sure that we are obedient to God's call for each of us by how we live. The inexpressible, uncontainable, transcendent God is alive within us and is revealed in all of these virtues. Only as these are fleshed out in our daily lives by the very glory, power, and majesty of our Lord Jesus, which was manifested on Mount Tabor, can we truly come to know God and reflect to the world around us His glory. In verses 16 and following, St. Peter states that he and the other apostles with him did not devise some cunning and false tales regarding what they witnessed on Mount Tabor. They were given the privilege of witnessing the glory of God on that mountain. They heard the voice of the Father from heaven say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." This divine light was revealed to them by God Himself, to pass on to all who would listen to their testimony. So today, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us be diligent. Let us have ears to hear and eyes to see what God would say to us. And let us be truthful in making sure that our calling and the direction of our lives is according to the will of God. Today's world is full of darkness, but the light of Christ illumineth all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.